Coming out of the heart of Texas, Ben Malcolmson headed west to continue his post-high school education at the University of Southern California. He got more education than he bargained for. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining me today. And thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those contributions, those gifts help to sponsor the show. And you can learn more or give anytime online, quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Ben Malcolmson shocked his friends, himself, and most of the Trojan coaches when he made the USC scout team. And his book, Walk On, chronicles the adventure. As we mentioned last time, Ben is now Pete Carroll's personal assistant with the Seattle Seahawks. Ben Malcolmson back on the show with me today from the West Coast. So your journey as a walk-on with the Southern Cal football team began as, well, sort of a lark. You were a sports writer with the Daily Trojan Campus newspaper, and you wanted to write an article, kind of a day in the life of a walk-on athlete with the Trojan football program, and lo and behold, the lark turned into reality when you made the team. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, I had done a bunch of participatory pieces over my time there, being a student newspaper reporter at USC, and I did a day in the life of Pete Carroll, I did a day in the life of an equipment manager, I did a day in the life of a women's cross-country runner, and then I figured, well, why don't I do a day in the life of a walk-on tryout guy and see what that's actually like and really show people what it is, what it takes to go through the tryout. And there was absolutely zero intention of me making the team because I hadn't played football since fifth grade. I was 165 pounds, and this was the number one football team in the country. It just, none of it allowed me to even consider making the team. But I went through the tryout. I asked Coach ahead of time, can I go through the tryout, just write this article? And he kind of laughed at me. He said, it won't be very interesting, but go for it. And went home that night, started writing my story, and it was going to be a really interesting story. I don't know why he didn't think it was going to be very interesting. And then it became even more interesting a couple of days later when I got a phone call saying I made the team. So my life took a total turn in that moment, and it was a wild chain of events from there.
I can imagine. So when the football office calls you to let you know that you'd made the team, you know, as a skinny kid with almost no football experience, what did you think? You thought they were joking, maybe? or were you shocked or terrified or what?
Yeah, it was a mix of everything. My initial reaction was shock, but then it hit me that Coach Carroll is renowned for pulling pranks. I mean, you can go on YouTube right now and type in P. Carroll prank, and you'll get about 20 pranks that'll show up. And so I figured that I was going to be the butt end of his latest prank, and I get over to the football building, and there's Coach Carroll, and I said, Coach, joke's over. Pull the rug out from under me. He's like, no, you can catch the ball. You can run fast. We want you on the team. So there in that moment, my life took a turn, and I started to begin this new chapter of life as a USC walk-on football player. And it was, as you can imagine, pretty startling at first because I hadn't played football in more than 10 years. So there I was getting helmet and pads and not really knowing how to put those on and getting a playbook, not knowing how to read it, out there at practice the first day and just getting my bell rung left and right, not knowing how to give a hit or take a hit. So it was a very foreign experience for me, for sure.
Yeah, and you did take some hits. We'll talk about that coming up. One hit that required shoulder surgery and kept you out of action for a while. So walk-ons, Ben, can really develop into key players on a football team. We've seen that here at Wisconsin many, many times. I'm sure the same at USC. But walk-on begins with very, very humble beginnings. What is it really like to be a walk-on at a big-time college football program?
Yeah, well, it's really cool. I mean, Coach Carroll does an incredible job of creating a family environment on a football team. And so a walk-on is treated just like every other player. I mean, Clay Matthews was a walk-on once himself and started his college career as a walk-on for the first several years. And then he obviously blossomed into an incredible athlete and an incredible football player and became a first-round draft pick for the Packers there. So, I mean, just the walk-ons are treated the same as every other player, and that allows them to really flourish. someone like Clay Matthews, and there's several other success stories. And they're treated just like another guy, so they're not hazed, they're not treated poorly, but they do have to go through the hard times just like every other football player. And obviously, a lot of walk-ons are smaller and get beat up just as much. So it was a crazy experience for sure.
Yeah, Clay Matthews is a household name around here, and he played in the same USC football team with people like Mark Sanchez was on that team, John David Booty on the ball club, some NFL draft picks, many NFL draft picks. I think we'll pick up the conversation there next time and talk about that ball club you played on there, and some of the things that happened as a football walk-on at USC, and now Pete Carroll's personal assistant, the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, Ben Malcolmson. His life told in the book Walk-On on Random House Books, Multnomah Random House Books. You can check that out. Google Walk-On by Ben Malcolmson. And Ben, we'll talk to you again soon on the show. Thank you so much for being here today. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Greg. Bless you.